Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time for coldest night of the year. Liz Cooper is here with United Way Perth Huron, also with campaign update, of course. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Good morning. It's been a very mild week. It seems like spring. It doesn't seem like we're running into the coldest night of the year.
No, exactly. Yeah. But the temperature is going to fall as we get into Friday. Of course, we'll talk about coldest night of the year. First off, campaign update.
Campaign update. Actually, I'm thrilled. We're at 77% of our goal. So pretty good. We're inching towards that 80%, which is, reachable for sure. Our campaign is still a little behind. We're sitting at about $1.9 million. Of course, we have to raise $2.5, but we are all working as busy little beavers behind the scenes to see if we can raise our amounts up to that goal. At 100% would be awesome by the end of March. So it is still a little bit behind. So if you haven't given yet, I understand, like, everybody has busy lives. You've got lots of commitments, lots of responsibilities. But even a $20 contribution can go a long way, no matter the amount. You can be the change in our community and help those that are vulnerable.
Well said. Again, we have, you can drop by Erie Street and make a contribution, too.
You can, yeah. 32 Erie Street for sure. And you can hit the red Donate Now button on our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, to give through online.
But many events going on. This is our final chat before the big event on Saturday for Coldest Night of the Year.
That's right. Coldest Night of the Year is on Saturday, yes. And you know what? We are breaking some records as well for this. Our walk has raised 90% of our goal, and we're sitting at number four nationwide in terms of dollars raised. Number
go
four.
Stratford. Go Stratford.
I know. There's 190 locations doing the Coldest Night of the Year walk, and Stratford is at number four for raising the amount of dollars.
Wow.
I checked this morning online, so that's amazing. And we've got over 400 walkers that are going to be at Upper Queen's Park this Saturday. Yeah, the organizing team's got, we're a little bit deer in the headlights. Like, oh, that's a lot more than we've had in the past.
Okay.
Right?
Well, that's exciting.
More. Very exciting. Yeah. So we, right now we have 68 teams, over 400 walkers. And so we're pretty excited. And I want to give a shout out to some of our top teams.
Yes.
So the Sweet Samuels team is our number one team, and they've raised $12,500.
Wow.
Yeah, one team. I know, some amazing.
Wow.
Number two is Monteith Ritzma Phillips, a law firm downtown Stratford. They've raised $9,600.
Wow.
And the Stratford Anglican Churches have got together. They have a team together. They've raised $7,700. And one of my favorites, Team Haggis. These are a lovely bunch of ladies. It's a book club. Yeah, and Team Haggis is one of the ladies' dogs' names.
Yeah, which we learned just weeks ago.
Yeah. So they've raised $7,300. So way to go to all the top 10 teams that have contributed to our goal. And you know what? I do want to say that ShelterLink, who we're supporting, and the Connection Center are in the top 10 teams.
There you go.
So this is who we're supporting. Those that are vulnerable, unsheltered, hurt, experiencing hurt and homelessness and hunger. And the staff and board members of these organizations that we're supporting are in the top 10 of raising money. So you can see the love. So we want to give a shout out to those guys.
And a special shout out for all the sponsors helping out with an event like this that make a huge difference.
Oh, that's right. Our lead sponsors are McDonald's and Scotiabank. Ideal Supply is a gold sponsor, and then silver is Klomps Landscaping, Romeo Optometry, and Traditional Mutual Insurance. So we've got a lovely list of bronze sponsors as well. Coventry Animal Hospital, Form Osteopathy, GoTech. Of course, Home and Company Real Estate is going to be doing our registration table. Love those guys.
They're awesome.
Peter Morange and Associates, Sinclair Pharmacy, Tri-County Brick, and Your Neighborhood Credit Union. So lots of people on board to support this amazing annual event.
Okay, yeah. So you can be a part of it. You can go to cnoy.org and make a contribution, get some details there. Or, of course, the United Way Perth Huron website. time and what's happening for Saturday in terms of time when people should be there, sort of thing.
Right.
So
yes.
They know what happened.
Well, the walk starts at 5 p.m. sharp, so we're asking people to be there, at least by 4:30. We're going to have people from Crunch there doing a warm up. We've got some lovely opening remarks and speeches. We've got some fire pits there to keep warm, and we also have hot chocolate and coffee. And the hot chocolate is provided free from Black Angus Bakery. Love Trevor and the gals there at Black Angus. Thanks for doing that. And coffee from McDonald's. And then we will be walking at 5 o'clock sharp around the river. And you can walk around twice as needed and then come back for free soup from Soup Surreal.
I was going to ask about the soup. Okay.
No, you can't forget about the soup.
Man, that's the clincher right there. And again, this is such, as we've talked about, Liz, this is, when you talk about community events, this is one of the big ones.
It is one of the big ones. That's right. Yeah, a lot of people show up. And a lot of people show up the day of. And that's okay. If you aren't quite sure if you can make it, you can show up and you can still walk with us. You can still bring a donation. If you get $150, you do get one of the funky toques. So that's sort of what we ask as a minimum. But you can walk no matter what. And youth, if you raise $75, you also get a toque. So come on out and join us. It's really fun.
It is. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. And DJ Jerry Beryl will also be there. We do hope to see you out for this Saturday at Upper Queen's Park for the Stratford location for Coldest Night of the Year for ShelterLink Youth Services and Stratford Connection Center. Great causes right there. Liz Cooper with United Way Perth. You're on. We'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday, Jamie.